We're starting on the top of Kufiyot Chedem and Aleph in the wide lines midway through. Continuing with the sugya that we left off yesterday, the Gemara is about to quote a Mishnah, the Mishnah from Uksin, which is the first Mishnah Uksin, which describes to us the difference between a Shomer and a Yad. Until now, we've taken it for granted what a Shomer was, what a Yad was. Now the Gemara is going to tell us the actual dinim that are associated with the Shomer and a Yad, as well as where we learned that out from. We mentioned it in our introduction to the Mishnah yesterday. But now the Gemara is going to get involved in that Mishnah, which is Tan Hatam. We have a Mishnah in the beginning of Uksin, which is Koshu Yad Velo Shomer. So an item that is a Yad, but not a protective coating. A Yad meaning that functional, it's used to grasp the item, but Shomer, it's not protective or encapsulating in any way. So that is Tamei Umitamei. It can both accept Tuma on behalf of the item that's there. It becomes a conduit for Tuma, as well as Mitamei. As well as that it can be mitamei other things. Meaning that not only does it accept tuma, but it also can project tuma. If the object itself has tuma, it can also be projected outward. It can be conveyed through this yad. Ve'enu mitzdareif. And as we said yesterday, it's not mitzdareif. Meaning if there's some minimum shear that you need, the yad is not included in that shear. So over here where we need a kabeitza of ulchlim in order to be mitamei other things, the yad will not be included in that number to get up to the kabeitza. On the other hand, a shomer, when it comes to something that is protective in nature, it is encapsulating, it is a shell around the item, it protects it. There, avopishen oyad, even though it's not functional in terms of grasping the item or picking up the item, tamei, umitamei, umitzdareif. It has the same dinim as a yad, which is, number one, that it is a conduit for tuma, that means both in accepting tuma to the item, as well as conveying tuma to other items, the shells can act as a conduit. But in addition to that, it's mitzdareif. Like we said yesterday, when it comes to the kabeitza, that's the minimum in ochlim to convey tuma, that minimum can be made up of not only the ochel itself, but the shomer as well. The shomer will count towards the kabeitza that is needed together with the ochel. So that's the key difference between a yad and a shomer. And the last piece of the mission, which is lo yad velo shomer, lo tamei velo mitamei. So obviously the last line in the mission, which is obvious, if it's not a yad, it's not a shomer, then the item is meaningless in terms of tuma. It will not convey tuma, will not be a conduit for tuma, and it will not be mitzdareif. Now the Gemara wants to know, okay, where do we know this from? How do we know this from the Psukim? And the Gemara is going to spend the majority of the remainder of this daf discussing the sources for that. I put together a chart that will make it easier to follow through the different Havaminot and Maskanot of the Gemara. So Gemara begins, where do we know this from? Yadot Hechiktivi. Where do we see in the Torah that Yadot are written? Dichtiv. The Pasuk says, by the Zraim, this is the Pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph in Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Chet, V'chi Yutan Mayim al Zera, V'nafal Miniv Latam Alav, Tamei Hu Lachem. So the Lachem, the Gemara is darshining, Lachem, L'chol Shibitzar Chichem. Not only is the item itself Tamei, but L'chol Tzar Chichem. Anything that functions to enhance the item itself, a yad, that will be included in the same dinim here of conveyance of tuma. There are both et a yadot. That comes to include yadot. And these are yadot that are written by Zraim, written by Ochel. Uchtiv. And it also says by Tumat Nevela, that's in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Tet, Chiyamut mina behema asher hi lachem lochla, nogea b'niv lata yidmat arev. So hanogea b'niv lata yidmat arev we saw before in the Gemara earlier. Now, the Gemara is darshing lachem again. The lachem, l'chol shibitzar chichem. Again, anything that enhances the functionality of this item, it is a yad. The rabot et a yadot. So now I have two psukim that discuss yadot. Why do I need two psukim? One is yad lehachnis, and one is yad lehotzi. One is to allow or bring tuma to the item that this yad is functional for, and lehotzi. And the other one is to convey tuma from this item outward. It should be a conduit in both directions. That's why you have two psukim. So now, shomer, lachnis lotzi, lotzarich kra. In terms of a shomer, I don't need a pasuk, because kavachomer miyadati. I can learn it out from a kavachomer from yad. Uma yad, she'ena megina. Yad, which is not protective in nature, machneset umotzia, is a conduit for tuma, both in conveying tuma as well as receiving tuma. Shomer, loko shekena, shomer, which is even more than a yad, it's protective, it's much more integral to the item, then certainly it should have the ability to convey tuma and to receive tuma, to be a conduit for tuma. So shomer dichtiv rachmano, we have a pasuk that talks about a shomer, and that we saw in yesterday's daf, and that is, v'chi po midiv latam, al kol zera zeru asher yizareya tahor hu. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel said about that, that the zera that we're talking about here, the seeds that we're talking about, are the way that people carry the seeds out to the field. And that is a seed in its husk. So there we know the din of shomer. Well, we don't need a pasuk for the din of shomer because we already learned it out of yad. So what does this extra pasuk come to teach me? Lamali, what do I have? Dichtov, Rachman, Lamali, what do I have that pasuk written for? Shomer, now let's sarif. That comes to teach me the additional din that is true by shomer, that's not true by yad, which is that it's mitzarif. It adds on to the minimum shiur that's needed for the ochel that it's attached to. So that's the Gemara's first try at establishing the dinim that we just saw in this previous Mishnah from Uksin. This is how we learned them out from the Psukim. The Gemara is going to go now through a number of iterations in terms of different Havaminot as well as different Maskanot, trying to pare it down to exactly how we make this limud. And the Gemara says, Ve'ema yad lehachnis velo lehotzi. Why don't we say that the yad here that we have by the Zra'im is only to allow Tuma to reach the item that is functional through this yad, but lo lotzi, but not to convey Tuma to others. Shomer, and then Shomer we'll learn out as a kal v'chomer from yad, but now yad only has one direction, which is lachnis, to bring Tuma to the item. So Shomer we'll learn out as a kal v'chomer, also lachnis, ulotzi, but the hotzi, how will we learn that out? Lotzi, we'll learn it out from the pasuk that is found by Shomer. The reason that we're doing this, and Rashi points this out, is that later on the Gemara is going to tell us that it's not necessarily true that we can just assume because of Yad is written by Zraim, by Ochel, and Yad is written by Nevela, that means that we have two psukim about Yad. That's not true. They're different. Ochel is different than Tuma Hamura that is associated with Nevela. And because of that, maybe we can't learn out anything from Nevela. And now we only have one pasuk left for Yad by Zraim, Yad by Ochel. So therefore the Gemara suggests, okay, if we only have one pasuk, let's say that pasuk is Lachnis, teaches us that you can accept Tuma through the Yad. Kal v'chomer will teach us about Shomer. And then in addition to that, we will say that the Shomer also can be Motzi because we have a pasuk by Shomer. The pasuk of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, which is all called Zer Zeruah Asher Yizareya. So therefore we will have Shomer be Machnis and Motzi. We'll have the Yad be Machnis. When it comes to Yad being conveying to Man Shomer the Tzareif to be added to the Ochel, lo, they won't be included. Gemara says that's not a good Havamin, that's not a good way to lay out the Psukim, because Yad Achnis v'lo lehotzi lo matzit amart. You would never think to say that if a Yad allows Tuma to come into the item, that it's not able then to convey the Tuma to others. Hashte iyule ma'ayla. The higher standard is the receipt of Tuma. And since it can receive Tuma, then afuke mibai, then certainly it can convey Tuma. So since it can receive Tuma, then certainly it can project Tuma outward. So if I already say that yado lachnis, that allows me to accept Tuma by a yad, then certainly a yad will also allow me to convey Tuma. If that's true, we're back to step one, which is then we'll learn a kal v'chomer to shomer for lachnis lotzi, and the extra pasuk by shomer will teach us a litzareif. So Gemara says, okay, I understand what you're saying, but ema, let us say now again, we only have one pasuk by Yad. That pasuk that is found by the Zra'im will say this, Yad lehotzi v'lo lachnis. I understand that you think it's a kal v'chomer. If it can accept Tuma, then it certainly will project Tuma. So let us say now, it's lehotzi v'lo lachnis. The Yad pasuk comes to teach him that it can convey Tuma, but not that it can receive Tuma. Shomer, I will learn out a kal v'chomer from Yad to teach me that it is also able to be lehotzi, to project or convey Tuma. Lehachnis. To receive Tuma about a Shomer, I'll learn from the Pasuk, Val Kol Zerazei Ruah Asher Yizareya. But that will mean that Aval Yad Achnis, a Yad to bring Tuma to the item, Vishomer Litzareif, and a Shomer to be added to the underlying item in order to make up the Shiur, lo, we can't learn him out of that Pasuk. The Gemara says, Yad Yitei Raktiv. We actually have a third Pasuk that's found there in Vayikra Yud Aleph, and that's a Pasuk Lamed Hei, and that's talking about a Kli Cheres, it's talking about a Tanur Vikirayim. And over there it says, V'chol asher yipol miniv latam alav yitma, tanur v'kirayim yutatz, temeim heim, u'temeim yula chem. So again, lachem, l'chol b'shir b'etzar chechem, anything that is functional for you with this item, the rabot et hayadot, comes to include the yadot. So here we have a third pasuk telling us about yad. So now we have one pasuk by Zra'im, by Ochel, that teaches us about yad. We have one pasuk by Nevela that teaches us about yad. And one that teaches us about yad by Kli Cheres. So the Gemara says there's an extra yad here. The question is, Haiminayu miyater. Which one is extra over here? Which one could he have left out and learnt from the other two? So lichtov rachmana b'zraim. So let us say the Torah should have just written the word yad by the Zraim, Beleitu hanoch minayu. And the other two, meaning nevela and kli cheres, could have been learnt out of it. Mal zrayim shekein tumatam miruba. That's not the case, because when it comes to ochel and zrayim, they're the easiest form of tumah. They can accept tumah very easily. They have many forms of tumah, even down to lower levels of tumah. So therefore, I can't learn from zrayim to other items. So if it was written by Zera only, I wouldn't have learnt out Nevela, and I wouldn't necessarily have learnt about Kli Cheres. As we know, that when it comes to Tumat Tochlim, first of all, they can accept Mivlada Tumah from lower levels of Tumah, which is not true by Kli Cheres. A Kli can only accept from an Ava Tumah. And we also know from our Mishnah that Mruba, Tumat Tochlim, Tumat Nevelot. So we see there is a Chumrah by Tumat Zerim. So Lichtov Rachmana B'Tanur, let the Torah just write by the Kli Cheres. V'leite Hanach Minei, and we'll learn out Nevela and Ochel from it. So those will be extraneous. Mal Tanur, Shekein Mitamei Ma'aviro. Tanur has a Chumrah, because we know that a Kli Cheres can accept and convey Tumat through its external airspace. So that's something that's not true of the others. It has a Chumrah. So last chance is Lichtov Rachmana B'Nevela. Let us say the Torah should just write by Nevela, and the other two will learn out from it. V'leite Hanach Mina, Kli Cheres and Ochel will learn out from it. Mana nevela shekein mitama adam. First of all, a nevela is an avatuma. It has inherent tuma, and it can convey that to an adam. Umitama b'masa. Not only is it give off tuma with contact, but even when you carry it, vituma yotza migufa. And it's a tuma that's inherent to the item. It's not a tuma that was accepted by this item or conveyed to this item, and then it's trying to pass it on to something else. It itself is tamei. So there's a chumra about nevela. If that's the case, chada mechada lo atyo. We can't learn out. If I just had one of them written, that would not have been sufficient. So let's try to have a binyan av, and we'll have two of them written, and the third one will be extraneous. So hi, tete. So which one should we learn out? Meaning, which two should we have written, and the other one we should have been able to learn out? Lo lichtov rachmana bizraim. So let it say, by ochel, it didn't write about the adult. V'tete mehanach. And we'll learn it out from kli cheres and from nevela. So malahanach shekein mitamim shelo behechsher. Wait a minute, those items have a chumrah about. They don't have to have water poured on them in order to allow them to accept tumah. They can accept tumah in their existing state. Tumar b'zrayim, shein mitamim elo behechsher. Zrayim have a sad kula to them that they can only be accept tumah. Mitamim, they can only accept tumah when they have a hechsher beforehand. So Amar Avuna Breder of Yeshua, that's not a good pircha. Perot shlo hukshiru, ketanur shlo nigmar melachto. Perot that haven't reached the point where they have hechsher are the equivalent of tandur that wasn't finished, didn't reach its end game. So therefore, there's something missing. They have a level playing field here. If you talk about a tandur, then you would accept that by ochel. So that can't be the pircha. Ela parich hochi. This is the common denominator between kli cheres and the vela, which would not allow us to learn out ochel or zreim. Malahanach, shekein mitamim shelo benigia. They can receive tuma without any contact. And the vela has inherent tuma. When the animal dies, it has the tuma come about. And the kli cheres can have it through its avir, through its airspace, so it never has to come in direct contact with the tuma. Tumar bezareim, shem mitamim elam nigia. That's not true by ochlin. Ochlin can only receive tuma through contact, direct contact. So if that's the case, we have now a tzada shaveh, we have some common denominator between those two items, and we wouldn't be able to learn out ochel from them. So then where it says, okay, let's give it another shot. Lo dechtov rachmana bitanur. Let the Torah not write yad by kli cheres. Taitem hanach, and we'll learn out of the yad that's written by nevela and the yad by ochel. So mala hanach, shekein ochel. Both nevela and ochel are forms of food. They're forms of edible items. But by kli cheres, that's not the case. It's a kli, it's a keli, it's not ochel. So that won't be the limud. From there, we can't make the limud. So lo lichtov rachmana b'nevela. So our last chance is to say, let's not write yad by nevela, and we'll learn it out from kli cheres and ochel. B'teite mianach. Mar says, yes. I mean, the girsa here eliminates it, but the truth of it is, enochanami, you're right, that we could do. We could learn it out of a common denominator between kli cheres and ochel. And between those two, we'll come to nevela. So therefore, the Gemara says, now yad nevela lomali. So now yad nevela is extraneous. So why do I have the extra yad that's written by nevela? Imeinu inyan yad nevela. I don't need it for a yad by nevela, because I could have learned that out from kli cheres, as well as from ochel. Tneu inyan liyad de'alma. So let us learn it out, teach from that yad in general. So yad achnis, yad otzi. At this point, I'm at a situation where I have yad written by zraim and yad written by kli cheres. The yad that's written by kli cheres and by zraim is lotzi, project, to convey tuma outward. I need both of those because I couldn't have learned one from the other. Between the two of those, then I will also know yad the hotzi by nevela. By nevela, I will also know that it can project tuma outward, it can convey tuma. Now, what about yad the hachnis? Well, yad hachnis, I'll learn out of the extraneous pasuk or yad that's found by nevela. It was unnecessary. Since it's extraneous, I will use it to bring Yad HaChnis. Once I've done that, I could then learn Shomer B'Kal V'Chomer. Shomer, if I know that Yad works both HaChnis or L'Hotzi, meaning it works as a conduit of Tumah in both directions, Shomer will be a Kal V'Chomer that'll work that way. So then, Shomer itself, what do I need the Pasuk by Shomer, by Zraim, to teach me? To teach me that it's Mitzareif, that it joins the underlying item to become a part of the Shiur that you need. Where it says, wait, I'm not sure that that works. B'Zekati, Yad Nevela Yitzrich. I still need the Yad by the Nevelah. D'ilo katav Rachmanim ben Nevelah, because if the Torah had left out the Yad by Nevelah, and we had learnt it out from Kli Cheres and Zraim, Havamina Dayola Vo Min Adin Liot Kinidon. Then we have a principle in a Kal V'Chomer, which is that I'm learning out something B'tzad HaShaveh from Kli Cheres and Zraim, then the Nevelah can be no better than where we're learning it from. Mala Hanach Lo Mitameh Adam. Kli Cheres and food cannot be Mitameh a person. So then Nevelah also Lo Mitameh Adam should not be able to convey Tum'ah to a human being. We know that's not true. We know that a Nevelah does convey Tum'ah to an Adam. If we learn out Yad from Kli Cheres and Zraim by Nevelah, that means that a Yad of Nevelah will not be able to convey Tumah to an Adam. It will not cause someone to be Tameh. So we don't want to go in that direction because we want the Yad to be just like the underlying item itself. That's what the Mishnah says, that it's a conduit for Tumah, both to convey and receive Tumah, but the same level of Tumah as the underlying item. If that's the case, then we can't learn out from Kli Cheres and Zraim for Yad Nevelah, and we don't have an extra Pasuk. Ella, Yad Nevelah, Mitzrach Tzarech. We do need Yad Nevelah, and we no longer have a yad, an extra yad here. That means that we don't know how to learn out lahachnis. We don't know how to learn out about tumah being received through a yad. So Mar says, well, I have another extra pasuk, which is shomer de nevela hu delot tzarech. I have an extra pasuk of shomer nevela that we saw at the end of yesterday's daf, and that is the pasuk in Vayikra Yirala, pasuk lametet. It was the second half of the pasuk that we learn out yad from. It says v'chayu ma'ud b'meima asher hi lachem lochla. So that we learned out lachem to teach us about yad by nevela, but the remainder of the pasuk on nogea benivla ta yit ma ad arev, as the Shita Mekubetzet points out that the yud there is yitera, it could just say tamei ad arev. What does it say yit ma ad arev? That seems to indicate that it can convey tuma, that it is a conduit of tuma. Now there we're talking about a shomer. That's because of the context in which it's found. We're talking about it touching a nevela. And we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, we're talking about a piece of skin that has basar, that has flesh on it. So the skin functions as a shomer. And even though it's a shomer, we have a pasuk teaching us about the conveyance of tumah through a shomer. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me about the conveyance of tumah by a shomer? Ilitz terufe. If you're talking about siruf, amar talo mitzareif. You already told us, when it comes to a nevela, it's not mitzareif. That's our mishnah, and that's why we learn out of the word nivlata. Nevelata is only the basar is nevela, but not anything in addition to it. So tziruf can't be the reason for writing this shomer down here. Ulohotzi. If you want to talk about lohotzi, meaning that it can convey tuma outward, kav b'chomer biyad. Ati, why do I need that by shomer? I have yad of nevela, lohotzi. So if I have yad of nevela, lohotzi, then I certainly know that shomer will be motzi. Ella im ein inyan l'shomer nevela. I don't need this pasuk to teach me how to shomer nevela. Now we need the yad nevela. Then I'll use it for Yad Nevela. No, Imeinu Inyan L'Yad Nevela. I don't need it for Yad of Nevela because I have an explicit pasuk for Yad V'Nevela. Tneu Inyan L'Yad Alma. So it'll teach me about Yad in general. So Yad in general, what do I need? I have Yad L'Hotzi by Zraim. I have Yad L'Hotzi by Nevela. And I have Yad L'Hotzi by Kli Cheres. So the only thing I need left is Yad L'Hachnis. So what I will say now is that the Shomer that is written by Nevela will come to teach me about Yad HaChnis. Once I've done that, now I have Yad HaHotzi, Yad HaChnis in both directions. Vishomer and Shomer I will learn out from a Kal V'Chomer from Yad, as well as the fact that the extra pasuk I have by Shomer Zraim will teach me that it's Mitzareif, that it joins the underlying item to make up the Shi'ur. So that will work, but the Gemara says, Ve'ema, why do you have to learn it that way? Im enu inyan l'shomer devela, t'neu inyan l'shomer de'alma. Why don't we just say this? You're talking about in the context of Shomer. This pasuk of Yitma is talking about a Shomer of Nevela. Why am I taking it from Shomer of Nevela and moving it all the way over to Yad Alma? I could just say, I don't need it for Shomer of Nevela, because that I can learn out for Kal V'Chomer from Yad of Nevela. So what? Maybe I want to use it for Shomer in terms of Lahachnis. And this is what we will say now. We have Yad HaHotzi by Zraim. We have Yad HaHotzi by Kli Cheres. We have Yad HaHotzi by Nevela. In terms of being Machnis, Yad won't work at all to be Machnis. Shomer, I can learn out a Kal V'Chomer from the Hotza'ah of the Yad. That will also mean that by a Shomer, it can be Motzi. What about a Shomer LaHachnis? That I'll learn out of the extra pasuk of a Shomer by Nevela. That will tell me that a Shomer can accept Tuma, not only convey Tuma, but also accept Tuma. The additional Shomer that's found by Zraim will teach me also that a shomer is mitzaref, that it joins the shomer with the underlying item to make up this shiur. And that's how we'll learn it now. So we'll have shomer lachnis ve' shomer letzaref. The two extra psukim by shomer will teach me that shomer not only conveys tumah but can accept tumah, as well as the fact that a shomer will be mitzaref. Ava yad lachnis, lo. When it comes to yad lachnis, then I won't have a limud for that. Ela mi'ikara, we have to go back to what we said originally, which is ki k'tiva yad achnosa k'tiva. That when we wrote the word yad, we're talking about lachnis. So now if I do that, I go back, I have three psukim by yad. I have yad lachnis by Zraim, I have yad achnis by nevela, and I have yad achnis by kli cheres. I need each one of them because I can't learn them out from each other. What about yad lehotzi? Yad lehotzi, I'll learn out for a kal vachomer. We had that in the beginning of the Gemara. If I know that it can be machnis, that can accept tumah, then it certainly can convey tumah. So that we'll learn out from a kal vachomer. What about shomer? Shomer will be learned out from a kal vachomer. Just like by yad, it works lachnis and lehotzi. So too, Shomer will be lachnis lotzi. Shomer by Zraim will teach me that it's mitzareif, that in addition to a yad, the Shomer also has this characteristic which it is added to the underlying item. Where it says, well, if that's the case, I'll the Shomer de Nevela lomali. What do I need the extra pasuk of Shomer by Nevela? I already learned everything else out from the psukim. Why do I need Shomer de Vela? Oh, Shomer de Vela lomali le gufei. I don't need it for Shomer at all because I can learn that out from a kavachor and my. So what is it left for? Ili to rufe, if it's talking about tziruf amart lo mitzareif. We already said in the Mishnah that from the word nevelata, we learn out that only the basar is tameh, not the shomer. It's not mitzareif. It's not mitzareif to the shiur. Ilach nisulotzi, if we're talking about nisulotzi, mikavachomer, that you can learn out from a yad atya. Gemara says, enochanami. You could have learned it out from yad, but milto the atya kavachomer, tarach vakot of lakra. Some said you could have learned it out from a kavachomer, the pasuk went out of its way to write it. Gemara says, okay, yochi, shomer de Zraim also say that. By the shomer of Zraim, then you can say, oh, we learned that shomer out of a kavachomer from yad, and therefore we use the word shomer by Zraim to teach us about mitzareif, that the shomer is added to the underlying item to make up the shiur. So why don't we say the same thing? Why don't I say over here, that the pasuk by the shomer comes to teach him about being machnis and motzi. I could have learned that out from a kavachomer from yad, but milta da'at b'kavachomer tarach b'kot of lakra. Mar says, wait a minute. Heicha de'ika l'midrash darshinan. If we have something to be doresh, we will do that. So that's something that we use as a last resort. We have another drusha, which we do have by Shomer, then we're going to use it. By Shomer then Ve'la, where we don't have an additional drusha, they will say that Milta Ati B'Kavachom and Tarkva Kata Levakra. So that's the one answer. That's the first maskan of the Gemara. The other maskan of the Gemara is Rabbi Chaviva Amar. Shani Shomer de Ve'la, Kevin de Masayad, Ka'ovid, Ayad Shadinan Le. So Rabbi Chaviva actually sends us back to the previous Havamino in the Gemara. In the previous Havamino in the Gemara, we said that it was Yad by Zraim is Lahotzi, Yad by Nevela is also Lahotzi, and Yad by Klicheres is Lahotzi. We tried to use Yad Achnis, we tried to learn that out from Shomer and Nevela. The Gemara challenged that and said, wait, we're talking about Shomer, why are you jumping over to Yad? Why don't you keep it by Shomer? So his answer is, wait, this Shomer that we're talking about by Nevela looks like a yad. It functions like a yad. It's not mitzareif. It has all the characteristics of a yad. Therefore, we're going to turn it into a yad. That makes sense. And therefore, it's yad achnis comes out of shomer and nevela. And shomer de alma, we will learn out as a kal vachomer from yad. Both of lehotzi lachnis, we'll learn it as a kal vachomer. And the extra shomer that's found by Zraim, we'll use that as a tziruf to teach us that the shomer joins the underlying item to make up the shiur. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Uksin, it's in the Perek Bet in Uksin, Mishnah Gimel, says a pitma shel rimon. We're talking about the covering, the growth on top of the rimon, the pitum of the rimon. Mitzterefet, it's mitzteref to the rimon. Vanet shelo, but the blossom on it in mitzteref. Vamai, why is that the case? It's being mitzteref because it's a shomer. We said the pasuk that we learned out shomer from is the shomer of Zraim, and Tan de Ben Shmuel says that's because you take it out and plant it in that way. But when you plant a rimon, a pomegranate, you don't take it out with its pitum on it. That's not relevant to the planting process, so why should it be classified as a shomer? Vamai, how could you say that? Karikan al kol zeres eruah v'leka. The pasuk that we learned out from is al kol zeres eruah v'leka, and that's not true in this case. Vitu hadatan or mishnah or varote v'kipa. That says all of those items are mitzareif. Litamei tumatochlim. They're mitzareif to make tumatochlim. Minolon. Where do we know that from? None of those items are planted, so why should they have a din of shomer? Ela tlata krai ktive. There are three psukim written. Truthfully, there aren't three psukim written. It's one pasuk, which is the pasuk of kol zera zeruah asher yizareah. Since the word zera is used 3 times in the pasuk, kol zera zeru asher yizareach, chad l'shomer d'zraim, one is to the limud of Tana de Yishmael, chad l'shomer d'ilanot, which is the din of the rimon, the b'mishnah in uksin, and idach, the last zeru, it comes to teach you l'shomer basaru beitzim u'dagim, shomer by basar, meat, beitzim, eggs, and dagim and fish. All of these have a din of the shomer, and the din of the shomer, as we saw in the mishnah, is that it can be a conduit for tumah, both to receive and to convey tumah, as well as be mitzareif, to join the underlying item to make up the shiur. And we learned that out from this pasuk, that there is a multifaceted shomer that is learnt out of the shomer by Zraim because of the multiple times it says the word zera in that pasuk. So now we'll just finish off quickly, and we'll do this again tomorrow, which is Amar Bechir Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Yesh Yad Tumah Vein Laid Dehechsher. There is Yad for Tumah, but there is no Yad Hechsher. Yad works in terms of Tumah, but it doesn't work in terms of Hechsher. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh Yad Tumah Ule Hechsher. It applies to both of them. So, but Mike Miflege, what are they arguing about? Ibai Dema Sfarah, V'Yitavei Makra. Some people say it's a logical argument, some say that it's an argument about the Pasuk. Ibai Dema Kra, it's about the Pasuk. Because where's the Pasuk by Zraim that we learn out a Yad from? Because it says, V'chi Yutan Mayim, Al Kozera, V'nafal Minidvatam Alav, Tamei Hu Lachem. So lelechem is where we learn out the yad. What is prior to that? Tamei hu lechem. Well, it's the beginning of the pasuk. V'chi yutan mayim al zera. That's talking about hechsher. So the argument is, marsav mikra nidrash lifanav. The pasuk lechem is referencing the item that is immediately before that. And that's tamei. So that's only tumah. V'lo lifnei panav. But not back to the beginning of the pasuk, which is talking about hechsher, the kabel tumah. That's Rav's position. The lechem is only modifying the tumah, not the hechsher. Umarsav and Rabbi Yochanan says, mikra nidrash lifanav, v'lifnei panav. That the Pasuk Lachem is modifying both the Tum'ah at the end of the Pasuk as well as the Hechsher at the beginning of the Pasuk. Ibai Dema Svora. Some say that it's a logical argument. Marsav Hechsher Tchilat Tum'ahi. One of them holds, meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Hechsher is the beginning of the process of Tum'ah. It's within the context of Tum'ah. Therefore, Yad will apply just like it does by Tum'ah to Hechsher. Umarsav and Rav holds Hechsher Lav Tchilat Tum'ahi. But when it comes to Hechsher, it's not included. It's two different items. Hechsher is the completion of the process, like we said before, of a kli cheres, and that's what brings it into the parsha of tumah. But it itself is not part of the process of tumah, so therefore it's separate. Lachem, the yad is only relevant by tumah itself. Tanya kavati de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayta that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan, which is kishem sheyesh yad tumah, kach yesh yad hechsher. Explicit brayta that says just like there's a yad by tumah, there's a yad by hechsher. And an additional item in that brayta, which is kishem sheein mekablim tumah ela lechit lashu. Just like we know that they can only accept tumah once they are severed, I mean, if they're mechuba the karkar, they're not mekabel tumah when it comes to ochel. Rashi points out, because there are always creepy crawling things and shiratzim that end up on these fruits, and then there will always be tamei. So the only way we could be a question in the pasuk that they do become tamei is that only after they are severed, after they're removed from the ground, do they accept tumah. So it must be, it's obvious that we're not talking about tumah while they're attached, but only when they are detached. So kach, just like that works by tumah, ein mekablim hechsher ela ad shit b'shu. Same thing by Hechsher the Kabel Tumah. Hechsher the Kabel Tumah is only relevant once it's detached from the Mechubar, from the tree, or from the ground. But as long as it's Mechubar the Karka, there is no Hechsher the Kabel Tumah. And Tosu says that even though by water, it should also be obvious, because we say by the Torah Kohanim, that when it comes to the water, only items that require water in order to make them Hechsher, not something that would always be Mukshar. Why? Because those are plants that are out in the fields. They get watered by the rain and by the watering process. So they'll always be wet during their growth period. So there will always be mukshar, the kabel tumah. So why can't you apply the same logic to hechsher, the kabel tumah, as you do by tumah? So Tosfos says over there, Yein zet heima kokach, im nemar de hukshar kol b'mechubar. If everything was mukshar, the kabel tumah, b'mechubar, that won't be so strange. Okay, it's mukshar, the kabel tumah, but still not tamei. Ayideg shamim shnoflim al zareim. But to say that everything is tamei on the trees, that's too far. That's something that we can't accept. And therefore, that becomes obvious that we're talking about something that's nitlash. And just like by tumah, it's nitlash, so too by hekshar, the kabel tumah, it also has to be nitlash before it can be mukshar, the kabel tumah. Tosfos just adds two little items here. Tosfos says, how do we know, first of all, Yad by normal Kelim? And number two is, how do we know Yad by Ohel HaMeit? So Tosfot says, Yad by Kelim, there's another Pasuk in Torah Kohanim that is mentioned, and it says, Kol HaNogea Behem B'motam Yitma. That extra Yitma, he says, we'll use that Yitma from the Limud in Torah Kohanim that's talking about a Yad. It teaches about a Yad of regular Kelim. That's how we learn out regular Kelim. What about a Yad by an Ohel Tamei? He says, we can learn that out from a Me'atzad, from Nevela, and from Glicheres. From Nevela and Tanur. Why don't we have the same question question of the Yod of Omen Adin Liot Kenidon. Over here, you're trying to include Tumat Ohel. Tumat Ohel doesn't apply by Kli Cheres, doesn't apply by Nevela. So how can we say that the Yad by Ohel works that way? So he answers, just like the when we said it by the Nevela, that was the Havamina. But the Gemara in the end shows that the Yad by Nevela applies, even though it's a tumah that is mitameh adam. So even though it's a more chamor tumah, nevertheless, we say that the yad functions just like the underlying tumah. Once we know that principle, then we can apply it more broadly, and even by ohel tameh, we can apply the fact that the yad, if it works there, is going to function like the underlying tumah in its entirety. And in its entirety means that it can also function to bring tumah through the yad like tumah ta'ohel. Okay, we'll stop over here.